Just up ahead is my little cabin. The fire should be roaring, and I'll put on some water to boil. Tea sounds lovely during this weather. Perfect. Please, make yourself at home. It's not the fanciest place, but I feel like I've made it homely. All the furniture is handcrafted, and the blankets, pillows, and mattress are so soft, I could die. Here, I'll start that tea. You just wrap yourself up in some blankets. You look frozen. What about me? Oh, I know I look a little underdressed for such a small storm, but when you live here, you get used to the weather. I'm sure you'll understand in a few months. What do I mean? Oh, well, I've seen you hike past here a few times. Aren't you new to this area? I'm sure you'll get used to the cold in no time. Anyways, tell me a little bit about yourself. Why do I see you come up here so often? The view? Oh, you're absolutely right. The summit is amazing. Like, one of the perks about living here, I suppose. Okay, how do you like your tea? Got it. Coming right up. And here you are. Please enjoy. You look so cozy like that. Almost like one of those little rabbits I see further down the mountains. So adorable. Are you blushing? Or just starting to warm up? Oh dear, I'm so sorry. I'll stop teasing, really. It's just hard to help myself with someone so cute. I've been watching you, you know. Every time you come up the mountain. Oh, did that come off creepy? You look a little frightened. Sorry, I totally didn't mean for it to come off that way. I just don't get many visitors up here, which is why I'm so happy to be your host for the night. You're not staying? What do you mean? Do you not see that storm outside? You'll freeze before you reach that tiny village down there. It doesn't look that bad. Absolutely not. You should know how fast the weather here changes by now. It'll be snowing harder than you've ever seen by the time you're warm enough to go outside. Especially if you keep upsetting me like this. What'd I say? Oh, nothing. But that's not the point. You need to stay here overnight. Maybe longer if that storm's not better tomorrow. No way. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm sorry, dear, but you need to stay for at least a night to let things get better. Look, the snow is already starting to pick up. It won't be that bad staying the night. This old cabin is plenty comfortable. I'll even let you have the bed to yourself if you're, averse to sharing. Are you seriously this dead set on leaving? You'll have my bed all to yourself. Isn't it comfortable? It even has an eiderdown comforter I made myself. We'll both be so cozy when we cuddle.
Hey! Where are you going?
Fine. What happened? I froze the door. I'm a snow woman, dear. It's kind of my thing. Yes, dear. I'm a snow woman. That's why I'm here all alone. That's why I never go into your little village. And yes, that's the actual reason I'm so warm in this weather. Why am I doing this? Because, dear, I'm obsessed with you. You're the only one who makes the climb up here. The only one I really see. And how lucky I am it's you. You look amazing, and you're so nice to the local wildlife. Just my type. I've needed you for so long. Making the storm was the perfect cover to get you up here. Yes, dear. I made this snow, and it's not letting up anytime soon. Not until I'm sure no one will still be looking for you. Not till I'm sure you won't want to leave. I don't care how it affects the village. I won't make the storm rage too hard down there, as long as you cooperate. Will you relax? I won't make you do anything terrible. I just want to cuddle. Just cuddle. Nothing more. You don't seem to be in the place to argue over such a small demand. With that ice on the door and the fire dying, soon you won't even be warm enough to resist crawling in bed with me. Oh? What are you gonna do, my dear? Kill me? We both know you've heard the rumors about snow women like me. We both know you can't do it. Whatever. It's only a matter of time before you get cold. That door is frozen shut and the storm's gotten so bad there's no way you'll make it home. Now, I'm going to cozy up on my bed with all the blankets. Feel free to join me when you're done freezing your ass off. The village? Like I said, the storm will affect them down there, but as long as you behave, I'll only make sure the storm stays this strong up here, just so no one can find you. Their survival down there depends on you. Oh, did that change your mind? Good. I'm glad you care about them enough for your tune to change. Now, just relax and let me hold you. You'll be feeling warm in no time, my dear.